A song about Alexander Nevsky from the film score, St. Petersburg Philharmonic Orchestra and Chamber Chorus, with George Schulte conducting on Classical 101, just demonstrating what you were saying, Rawson, about the incredible depth and breadth of the Russian language as it is sung. It's amazing, the difference in the way it feels.
Yes, certainly. It's just the colors are so striking, and the vowels are so open yet very soft to the ear. And even though you don't understand every single word, some of course of our listeners do understand every single word in Russian, but you get that sense of being in a different place. Just because it sounds so foreign, but you could tell that this is a Russian piece, even without knowing what it is.
You wouldn't have to hear the lyrics; you just know.
No, you know it. There is something very specific about the way it sounds, and of course the way it's composed. In this case,
on the program, as I'm looking at it here, Max Steiner, Elmer Bernstein, Bernard Herrmann, Maurice Jarre, and Prokofiev, and one of the names we have not mentioned yet, and as you and I were discussing off mic there for a moment, one of the few composers that is continuing that lineage of that European tradition and using an orchestra instead of going electronic is John Williams.
Yes, and John Williams, for me, is the composer that kind of took that tradition of those great immigrant composers in the 1930s and 40s and continued to define what the American sound as being part of a soundtrack should be like. Because all the components are there. He's got great tunes that we remember, we could tune, we could sing, we could... He's got a lot of romantic moments that kind of uplift us. And he gives us those dreams that are in the music. Like you take almost every recent score that he wrote. You take the Jurassic Park, or you take Saving Private Ryan, or you take some of the older movies like the E.T. or even the Star Wars. And this is what you remember. You remember that at one moment the music makes you experience a very strong emotion. Sometimes could be sentimental, could make us cry. Sometimes it could be this enormous pride of being part of a story, or even enormous pride of being American, like in his patriotic movies. And this is something that music does better than anything else.
I think so.
And he knows exactly what buttons to push in us to have a very strong emotional response to it. And we are going to give so many wonderful examples of his music, because his movies are almost like an encyclopedia of what the music could do. And of course, you've got the Harry Potter recent movies that are so magical and so imaginative. You've got the Star Wars that we are going to trace with quite a few episodes, not only the Star Wars that appeared at first and that kind of brought up all the main themes that we still remember, but the Columbus Symphony Choir is going to be part of the Pops concert over the weekend, and we are going to do some excerpts from The Phantom Menace and as well as some of the other movies that have a choir in them. So it would be quite interesting and not heard very often.
Not heard very often, and you can hear it. There's a lot going on this weekend. I'm looking at some of the performance opportunities. The Sunday afternoon, if you want to bring the youngsters in, there will not be a chorus involved, but you can bring the kids in for about an hour, and you'll hear some of the Harry Potter and some Star Wars if your youngsters aren't up for an 8 o'clock performance. And then Sunday evening, it's a 6 p.m. performance at the Ohio Theater. And then as I flip back over to the other performances, the classic film scores are Friday and Saturday night at 8 p.m. There's all sorts of things going on. Go to columbussymphony.com if you'd like details, and you'll find out everything you need to know. Rawson, thank you so much for coming out this morning.
Thank you.
We're gonna cap it with a little bit of that Star Wars theme. You can't go out any better than that.
I wouldn't expect less.